fisherman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
And this is where I come in. Right about there in that verse there, a country boy with Hank Williams Jr. What a great song. This is James Kelso up here in North Dakota, surviving, and happy to be sharing the air with you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Happy to have all you listeners out there in TalkStream Live. And if you want to participate, anybody, 800. I knew it was going to happen. The engineer read my mind. 313-9443. 800-313-9443. Oh, my gosh. It just went into the void. Okay. You can call. And let's see. Today is, here in the void, it is March 9th, 2020. The show is live, in case you hadn't noticed. And our subject is Donald Trump. The show's name is The Trump Phenomenon. And wow, what another day in the Trump era here with the stock market tanking and the panic mongering going on wall to wall in the lamestream, fake news, lying, enemy of the people media. Just absolute panic mongering. And this is their stock and trade. This is what they do. Well, this connects back with something we were talking about, I don't know, a week or two ago. Michael Crichton, who sadly is gone. Died in 2008. I was hoping he'd be alive after I watched a brilliant, brilliant interview with this author of Jurassic Park and The Andromeda Strain and another book called State of Fear. What a genius. But one of the things he was developing as a theme in his book State of Fear is panic mongering, hysteria, mass hysteria. And as part of his research for State of Fear, he looked into the, you know, we've all heard of the Chernobyl disaster. And Crichton said, well, when I started to research this, he wanted to write a book on people creating mass disaster and creating mass hysteria, rather, by using a putative disaster. So he looked up Chernobyl to, you know, see what kind of mass hysteria we had. He thought, you know, millions of people must have died. Millions of people were irradiated, sterilized, had monster births, abortions, and deformities, sterilization, cancers by the millions because of what he had heard in the mass lying enemy of the people media about Chernobyl, which was a nuclear reactor meltdown. And much to his surprise, Michael Crichton, C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N, he found out that 50 people died as a result of Chernobyl. And most of those were people, incredibly brave Russian army personnel and so on, who went right into the hot melting reactor as a death sentence to go in there and I forget some of the measures they corrective measures they took to stop the meltdown. But certain people volunteered to go in by helicopter right into the highest levels of radiation. Incredible bravery. Anyway, 50 people died. No, there were not millions of deformed babies. No, nobody got sterilized. Nobody got cancer. But forever and all time, everybody will be convinced that that happened because the media did what they're doing right now on your TV screen, folks, right now, right there in River City. They're doing it to you right now. You're out there buying gloves, toilet paper, stockpiling water. You're cleaning up your bomb shelter. You're disinviting all your friends. You're canceling all your concerts and tickets and events. You're shopping in the middle of the night, avoiding people, avoiding crowds. They've got you in hysteria. They've got you panicked. They've got the herd. What do they do? What was one of the ways the Indians slaughtered buffalo? Panic the herd, drive them off a cliff. There you go, boys and girls. You're in the herd, and here you go. Yeehaw! What would the Indians say? As they drove you over the cliff. That's exactly what's going on right now. I'm here in North Dakota. How many people in North Dakota have coronavirus? Zero. 0.00. None. Nothing. How about South Dakota? Nothing. Montana? Nothing. Wyoming? Nothing. Iowa? Nothing. That's a lot of territory, folks, with not many sick people. 0.0. That's not a worldwide epidemic. That's not the plague. That's not mass death. That's nothing to get excited about. That's nothing to even break into a sweat about. Let's go through this a little bit more. We kind of touched upon it yesterday. But look at today. How much did the stock market go down? They had a, what do they call this? A stop. They had a, I don't know, what is it? Like a fire break at 7%. When the total market value went down 7%, trading was stopped. And this happened minutes after the market, the New York Stock Exchange opened this morning. And we'll probably go through a similar drill tomorrow morning. They have another loss stopper, it's an even higher percentage. We're talking trillions of dollars lost. The what's the name of that festival in Austin? South by Southwest. It's a big festival, fair, music, all this kind of stuff. Canceled! Has an annual attendance of 500,000 people. Now, but here's one of the points that Michael Crichton made, talking about Chernobyl. Boy, I wish he were here alive with us now, because he'd be talking his head off about the coronavirus, because it's right out of the left wing's playbook, driving people with hysteria into whatever end the left has for us. Crichton said, well, were there people harmed severely by Chernobyl? And I'm obviously going to echo that, mirror it in our current thing. Are there people being harmed severely right now by the coronavirus? Yeah. A lot of people got harmed on the stock exchange today. Not everybody's Michael Bloomberg. Not everybody with their 401k or their life savings invested in stocks is a billionaire. Most of them are just average people like you. And they got taken to the cleaners today. That hurt them. The businesses that have been planning for a year to go to that festival in Austin, booking airplane tickets, renting trucks, renting trailers, booking vans, making advance payments to caterers. Hey, they got their clocks cleaned. Businesses will close. Businesses will fail. Families will fail. Families will go bankrupt. Husbands and wives will argue. Divorces will ensue. Children will have broken families. A lot of people are going to get hurt. People will die of strokes and heart attacks because of the fake hysteria, the fake world terror panic attack. Just as in Chernobyl. Oh, Crichton documented this. Many people never had children, not because they got their balls irradiated. No, because they didn't dare. How can I raise a child? They went into depression. They hit the bottle. They hit the drugs. They committed suicide. They stopped working. They stopped trying. Their world was over. They knew the soil for hundreds of miles was forever poisoned. We can never farm this soil again. Oh, come on. You can farm 50 feet away from that reactor. I don't know what the exact distance is, but it's not. It's probably half a mile. Whatever it may be. There's people's lives were ruined. And people were adversely affected around the world by the depression. How about the future of nuclear energy and nuclear power generation? How was that affected by the millions of people killed and destroyed at Chernobyl? Yeah. Nuclear energy is actually a very fine form of energy. Very brilliant invention of Western civilization. Anyway, that's what's happening right now. They're doing it to you right now. So I'm looking over here. I'm looking at this mass, the deaths. Oh, my God, the deaths from coronavirus. Folks, have you seen the? Can you imagine the piles of people, bodies, bloated bodies, piling up in the streets, drifting down the rivers of China and other rivers all over the world? Airplanes landing with everybody on the plane is already dead, including the pilot and the co-pilot. They're all dead inside the plane. Death ships traveling around the world. Everybody's dead. The ship's rudderless at sea. 5,000 dead people. No, let's go look. Let's go look at the Johns Hopkins dashboard on the coronavirus. Let me go look at it right now. Where is it? Okay, here it is. Yesterday, we read the total deaths worldwide. Total deaths. It was 3,800 and something. I forget the last two digits. But you'll remember with me, it was 3,800 and something. Okay, what is it now? 24 hours later. How many new deaths in 24 hours? Well, guess what the total number is right now? 3,900 something. 100 new deaths. More people were murdered by the MS-13 gang today than that. I'm not exaggerating that. Or certainly, if not that one gang, were more people murdered horribly by cartels in Mexico today than 100? Oh, you can take that one to the bank. And, probably 100 people today, certainly more than 100 people died from falling down the stairs or off of a ladder or just tripping on the sidewalk. So the stock market has crashed. Economies are shutting down. Entire regions of countries are being quarantined. You're being panicked. And Trump is being attacked. Now, let's go to the disease itself, the coronavirus. How bad is this disease? Let's see. Now we know you don't have the coronavirus because there isn't any where you live. But if you had the coronavirus right now, these people have been on TV. They had a guy on one of these ships where the people test positive for coronavirus. This guy had tested five times. He's tested positive for coronavirus. And the news person on Fox They certainly wouldn't put this on MSDNC or CNN or ABC, but on Fox, where there's still a little bit of patriotism. They interviewed this guy, and he said, well, what are your symptoms? What's it like having the coronavirus? He said, I don't have any symptoms. I don't have a sniffle. I don't have a sore throat. I got nothing. I've never felt anything. Now, let's go to the epidemiology of this whole matter, folks. That's what most people who test positive for the coronavirus, in other words, they have the coronavirus, 85%, I think, is the number, something like this, very high, are asymptomatic. That is, they don't even know they're sick. Kind of hard to call somebody who doesn't know he's sick, sick. And they'll go through their couple of weeks of testing positive. They'll then test negative. They won't even know. They will never know they had the horrible coronavirus. Then those people who are symptomatic, what is the average experience there? Well, let's see. There's been some of these people on TV. A fever for a couple of hours, one of them said. A couple of hours of fever. Coughing. Somebody said I was coughing. Gee, have you ever had a cough? Have you ever had a fever? I've had things a lot worse than that. And they didn't faze me or you. Now let's talk about another, a real epidemic. 2008, 2009, April of 8 to April of 2009. Obama is the president. Joe Biden is the vice president. A quarter of a million people, more than, check into U.S. hospitals with swine flu. 13,000 and more die. Not, what is the current U.S. total? It was 17 yesterday. Has it gone up? Is it 18? Is it 21? More than 13,000 died of swine flu. Were people panicked in the streets? Were towns and fairs, and were they having, my God, I saw this picture of a world champion level soccer game in Italy where they're in an arena that looks like it could hold 100,000 people. Not a single person in the stands. The whole thing's lit up. The two soccer teams are having their world championship level match with no crowd. Were they doing that back in 2008, 2009? By the way, let's make another point. What kind of people were afflicted by the swine flu? Young people who died. Children. Was there a world panic? Was the media going ape? Barack Obama is Satan? Barack Obama has unleashed swine flu. He's a pig. He's unleashed swine flu on all of us. He's killing little children. And his buddy Joe Biden, his sidekick. Do you remember that kind of news coverage? Plus, Barack is a racist. Do you recall coverage like that? I don't. And that is a fact. Swine flu killed many children. How about coronavirus? How many children has it killed? Practically zero. It doesn't affect children. The average age of the dead Americans is 80. 80. I will be happy if I hit 80. Well, I'd like to go a little further than that. But when you're 80 years old, in the morning when you open your eyes, you say, thank you. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Thanks for tuning us in. Let me, I'm going to do much less articulately than Michael Crichton would have done. I'm going to try to stand in for Michael Crichton 12 years after his death, because I know he'd be saying this right now. He'd be talking about real disasters that are not hysterical and generated by a lying media and a lying press, lying intellectual class. Crichton really made some enemies among liberals by talking about such things. He talked about the same matter as regards climate change, that this was mass hysteria, not based on fact, based on lies, and stampeding people, using the hysteria to stampede people into the left-wing program. Now, let's talk about, we were talking about the this coronavirus. We had a grand total of slightly over 100 new deaths in the last 24 hours. Go to the Johns Hopkins dashboard on coronavirus. Just Johns, with an S on the end, Hopkins dashboard. One of the charts that's there on the dashboard is a chart of new cases. Let's see, let me go to the dashboard. These are facts, not hysteria. The three lines in the graph that you'll see at the bottom right-hand corner of your dashboard, there are total cases reported in mainland China, total number of recovered cases, and total cases in other locations outside of China. Now, it doesn't say whether the total recovered is the whole world or just mainland China. I'm kind of getting the idea the way it's put in there, it's China. But since China is 8,000, or is constitutes over 3,000 of the 3,900 deaths, it's a Chinese story from start to finish anyway. But one thing you'll notice about these graphs, folks, if there's a good reason for the stock market to go into the toilet today, these graphs ought to be going exponentially skyward. Ooh, what do you see? Look at those graphs. Oh. Mainland China reported cases flat. It's flat ever since the middle of February. It's flat. How about outside of China? Oh, that graph has now turned flat. Oh my goodness, which graph is growing? There is a graph that is growing at a steep angle. Oh, recovered people. People who had coronavirus and are now fit as a fiddle. They're fine. So let's go back into that. 85% of the people asymptomatic. The people that are symptomatic, it's a cold. But if you're 80 years old, the average age of the American fatalities, and you're thankful in the morning when the nurse wakes you up, brings you your breakfast tray, and that's probably how these people got coronavirus, in fact, from the type of person bringing them their breakfast tray and the type of sanitary habits of that person, probably one person who's responsible for all 17 deaths in that old folks home, where 80-year-olds. So now, that's not the graph is flat. In China and outside of China, there's no reason to tank the stock market this morning. There's no need to quarantine the entire population of planet Earth. There's no need to cancel the Austin South by Southwest Festival. But hey, what? Now, remember your 1984, folks? Remember reading? Remember reading 1984? What was the point of the government? What was the program of the he didn't call it the deep state, but what was the program of Big Brother in 1984? It was to keep you and everybody in what state? What psychological state? Panic and fear. And demoralization. Constant.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked.
We'll be right back.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks. We've got half of our show left to go here. And let's see, I'm making a variety of points here concerning the scare. I mean, the what is the salient or the paramount thing happening right now, of course, is this panic attack that they're trying to drive you into. And that's what 1984 by George Orwell, who happens to be one of my a cousin of mine, Eric Arthur Blair. Wrote the book while he was dying of tuberculosis on the Scottish island of Jura, in exactly the time I was born. And it was published on my birthday, my first birthday, when I was 1 year old, June 8th, 1949. It was published. I was born in 48. Some people think 1984, the birth of the title, was simply the inversion of the year it was written in. I've been set in 1984, and we were to have this totalitarian state in 1984. He was in his dystopian novel predicting. We have it now. We have a lot of it. The Chinese have all of it, and but look at the terms that we've inherited from 1984. Coined, you know, Shakespeare invented more words than any other person who's ever lived. I'll tell you what, George Orwell didn't do bad. Here are words he invented. Let me find a list here of these words. How about this? Big Brother, doublethink, thought crime. Committed any thought crimes lately? Newspeak, Room 101, telescreen. You looking at your telescreen? Is it looking at you? Apparently your cell phone is. That's a telescreen, isn't it? That's what we found out about. Donald Trump revealed that to us. They can listen to or look at you at any time. And they are. That's what they were doing with him. Prol. Memory hole. The adjective Orwellian. Connoting things such as official deception. Secret surveillance. Brazenly misleading terminology. What are we getting? Day and night. Manipulation of recorded history. Going back to the brazen lying. With this panic attack that they're trying to drive us into. By keeping the people panicked all the time. If you remember in 1984, there's the two-minute hate. And the news media is doing that with you constantly. You turn on your TV screen and you get a two-minute hate. That's your chance to hate Donald Trump for all the evil things that he is doing. And who was the face that was put up on the telescreen in 1984? Was it Emmanuel Goldberg? I forget. There was a face of the evil one, the orange man, Donald Trump. And what the people did for the 2 minutes is everybody, when the telescreen brought up Emmanuel Goldberg, everybody had to scream and yell and spit in anger. And cry or scream or yell, have an emotional, panic attack. And that two-minute hate occurred, it's been too long since I read my 1984, but it occurred at unexpected intervals throughout the day. Your telescreen would just go on, and you're in the two-minute hate. So that's what we're doing. Now, let's hope. So, if you're 80 years old and you live in a hospice where the help has low sanitary standards and is third world help, you might have some reason for some, not much concern, actually. How many? There must be several million really old Americans living in those conditions. And their likelihood of dying from a fall just as they walk across down the hallway is far greater than their odds of dying from pneumonia brought on as a complication of the coronavirus. Notice, if anybody in your family, an older family member has died, on the death certificate, pretty much no matter what they died of, listed as a cause of death is pneumonia. No matter what happened to somebody at that age, as their lungs are shutting down and their body's quitting, they get pneumonia. So there you go. That's let me go back to some of my screens here. I knew there was something I wanted to mention to you. Back in 1918, they called it the Spanish flu. It had nothing to do with Spain. Just occurred to me. The only reason it was called the Spanish flu is that the Spanish newspapers, which were not censoring the way the American and the French and the British and the German papers, they didn't want anybody to talk about the flu epidemic that was going on because it was killing so many people. It would cause war demoralization. But Spain wasn't really in the First World War, so they didn't ban reporting. So it was thought, well, this is They're talking about it in Spain. All the papers are talking about it in Spain, so it's a Spanish flu. No, it wasn't Spanish. But it is estimated that 50 to 100 million people actually died in the Spanish flu of 1918. I was telling that fact to one of the grandfathers, one of the great-grandfathers of my own family this weekend. And he said, yeah, my dad's mom died in that. A lot of people died. Okay, how many people, what was the world population in 1918? It was 1.5 billion, one-fifth of our current population. So to get the magnitude, to compare apples with apples, the 50 to 100 million death toll would have to be multiplied by 5 to put it in current terms, which would be 250 to 500 million people dead. Now there's an epidemic, and that one actually happened. We've got an epidemic here with now, what's the total? Let's go look at that scoreboard. Where is it? 3,996 people. And not only is the total low, the graph is going flat. So now let's get a little bit of an encouraging note here. Let's hope that the normal progression of a cold, a wave of colds and flus, let's hope it follows the normal progression. As the weather warms, the graph will go even more flat, then start to go down, and it'll be over. And we can get back, the Trump train can get up ahead of steam again. And this distraction and panic driving of the bison, we're all a bunch of bison being driven off the edge of the cliff. By the Indians, who are the media, screaming and yelling behind the herd. So, by all means, go to your dashboard, and we'll check it again tomorrow. We'll come on the show. The total is 3,996. And yes, it is all happening in Hubei province. 3,000 of those are deaths in Hubei province, which is one very limited area province of China, which is, put it in American terms, you never heard of Hubei, neither did I. Hubei, think of it as Pennsylvania. It's 4% of the population of China, 58 million. Pennsylvania is 4% of our American population. So think of an epidemic that had killed, and let's put it in American terms again, for China, 3,000 deaths in Hubei province. China is what? More than four times bigger than the U.S. So a quarter of 3,000. So think of less than 1,000 people dying in the state of Pennsylvania. And only in the state of Pennsylvania. That's what this amounts to. Now, in the 1918 Spanish flu, there would be 1,000 dead people in one neighborhood of Philadelphia. And then go look outside in other provinces of China. Very few deaths. It's in Hubei. Very restricted. And we talked about this yesterday. Hasn't even hit Africa yet. Hasn't even hit South America yet. It's not breaking out in America. It's not breaking out in Canada. Only a couple in Australia. Let's look at Australia here. Only a few people have died. The worst city is Sydney. Three deaths 48 cases. Melbourne, no deaths, 15 cases. Brisbane, come on, Brisbane, where are you? No deaths. And then there's South Australia, no deaths, and then only one other location in all of Australia, which is right there, cradled right up against Asia. One death in Perth with four confirmed cases, three of them active. Oh, wait, I missed one. We've got somebody down in Tasmania. We've got a Tasmanian devil. No deaths, however. Two cases down in Tasmania. New Zealand. Let's see. Now, they get lots of cruise ships, lots of tourists, lots of Chinese tourists. New Zealand, no deaths, five cases. They were all in the North Island. So, what's the message? Well, I want to read from the president. Whenever I do a show and we don't hear from or read the president, I missed. Here's what he has to say. This was a great tweet he put in. I hope I find it quickly for you here. It's a great tweet. You may have already heard it today. It's on this very subject. The president has it. Perfect. Here it is. 10 hours ago. He tweets, so last year, 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. Did you know that? The president was amazed when he learned that. It averages, that's the flu, deaths from flu average between 27,000 and 70,000 per year. That's the average. Nothing is shut down. Life and the economy go on. That's every year without fail. At this moment, there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S. with 22 deaths. And then, great sentence with an exclamation mark on the end. Think about that. Think about that. In other words, switch your brain on. Do some thinking. What's wrong with this picture? National hysteria, stock market going down the drain. Look at the things that could happen there. This is serious stuff. The stock market represents the capitalization of all American companies, pretty much. Some privately held things that don't issue stock. Could be exceptions. But if you tank the markets, if you tank finance, if you can tank the economy. If you tank the economy, you tank American families. You take the whole country down. You take America down, you take the whole world down. You flush civilization down the toilet. This is no joke. But look what the president says. 27,000 to 70,000 average every year, no exceptions. 27,000 is a good year. Nothing is shut down. Life and the economy go on. So what changed? I'll tell you what changed. And now we get to the nub of the issue here. What changed? Why are we having a freakout this year? Donald John Trump is the reason. The left has to find a way to attack Donald Trump. It's Russia. No, now it's Ukraine. Now it's women. Now it's this, that, and the other. And what's the latest? The latest. It's a plague. It's the locusts. It's rivers of blood. It's a biblical plague, yes, inflicted by Pharaoh, Donald Trump. Huh. launched by the media. A complete hoax. And, you know, well, you know, the remarkable thing is that there are two things. One is that there are hoaxers. The other is we, the hoaxed. That's what you can't do much about the hoaxers, but don't be hoaxed. That's the part of the takes two to tango, a hoaxer and a hoaxed. Let's stop being hoaxed. Let's stop being bison going over the edge. Let's turn around, charge back the other way. We've got one more segment coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over, it will be better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. And let me just play you a little audio clip here. I've been talking a lot about Michael Crichton, and I'm probably like you. I mispronounced his name for years and years, C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N. It looked like Crichton to me. Michael Crichton, what a genius. Died at 66. Ah, oh, he should have lived to be 80 years old. I mean, look at that. He died at 66 of lymphoma, by the way. He should have lived to be 80 like those old people that died of corona complications that included coronavirus. But here he is. Here is his voice. He's talking at a place called the Independent Institute in San, I think it's in San Francisco at the time. I don't know where they are now, or the Bay Area. But listen to this brilliant man. And he talks about, he's going to get to one here. He's talking about an example of the media running us like buffalo, hurting us into panic to slaughter us. Let's finish the analogy and metaphor here. They're taking us over the cliff to slaughter us and to slaughter our civilization.
And I set the book aside and wrote something else. But the shock that I had experienced reverberated in me for a while, because what I'd been led to believe about Chernobyl was not merely wrong, it was astonishingly wrong. Let's review that for a minute.
Astonishingly wrong. And we're not going to have enough time, but he goes through the numbers. The media said they thought there'd be 30,000 deaths from Chernobyl. The immediate result, 30,000 dead people. It turns out, years later, not reported, the UN did a study of Chernobyl. 56 people died. But it gets even better. The media's misrepresentation of the injuries, not deaths, but injuries, is even worse. Listen to Crichton talking about that.
What about long-term consequences? Unfortunately for the media, their reports are even less accurate here. Here you see CNN in 1996 was predicting future Chernobyl-related illnesses and death in a large swath that would go from Sweden to the Baltic, to the Black Sea, estimating 3.5 million.
3.5 million from Sweden to the Baltic. Remember that? I remember that. I remember when I was told the radiation is going all the way into Sweden, all the way to the Black Sea. 3.5 million Chernobyl-related illnesses and deaths. That's what I remember about Chernobyl. I'm just like Michael Crichton and you. Guess what the actual fact was? The same UN commission that found that 56 people died found out how many people were actually had long-term related illnesses or death. 4,000. 4,000. This is illness as well. And this is the UN, which is, you know, not like a conservative outfit. So probably that's an inflated number. But 3.5 million, CNN. And these are the same creeps and pukes that are trying to stampede us now. These are merchants of death, merchants of chaos. Don't let them stampede us, folks. That's the point of this show. Tomorrow, the demon rat primary in Michigan and North Dakota, by the way, and Washington. We don't want to miss that. That's going to be interesting. Biden versus Sanders. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Be there or be square. See you tomorrow.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.